The Brekkie Show with Wolfie and Nadia
on ABC Radio Perth and WA.
Now, I regularly park in a car park that has very aggressive wheel clampers. Now, this is a free car park, but unless you have a note from one of the businesses attached to that car park on your dashboard to prove that you are visiting that particular business, you will get clamped. There are no warnings. The clamp goes on immediately and it costs almost $200 to remove it. Now, the wheel clampers will often get there before 6 a.m. They're often there after 6 p.m. and they're mainly, well, they started frequenting that area to keep users of a nearby gym out. And that car park actually falls in the city of Stirling and is one of many, many free car parks that use wheel clamps to keep outsiders away.
But is it getting out of control? And has wheel clamping become more of a money-making venture than anything else? The City of Stirling had warned that it was looking to make this illegal, and now it's written up a local law to ban wheel clamping in free car parks. Do you like this idea? And would you like your local council to follow suit? We're joined by the Mayor of Stirling, Mark Irwin, this morning. Good morning, Mayor. Have wheel clampers become a little, you know, over-enthusiastic maybe in your city?
Yeah, I think so. And good morning, Russell and Nadia. Look, my issue with wheel clamping is not that people who have a private car park should have the ability to be able to regulate that. You know, I think all businesses deserve to be able to have their customers park in front. My issue is purely with wheel clamping, and I think it's a completely disproportionate practice and quite often catches people unaware, and the penalties for it are exorbitant.
Do you get a lot of complaints from people who've had wheel clamps put on their cars?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of complaints, and it's not just particular areas. It's right throughout the city now, and it's becoming more and more prevalent. People who own perhaps strata complexes, private unit complexes, businesses, and they're right through all areas from Mirrabooka through to Mount Lawley, right through Osborne Park and into Scarborough.
Do you think it's a tactic of these companies to clamp quickly? You know, sometimes with companies, you know, if they're going to hand out tickets, you get a little bit of a grace period. They might give you a warning. These guys appear to be kind of jumping on, putting the clamp on straight away, really quickly.
Oh, it's predatory. They sit in cars, quite often unmarked cars, in the corner of the car park and wait. Even if they have an opportunity to say to someone, you can't park here, they wait till they leave and then they whack the clamps on straight away. And it's not like that in all cases, but in a lot of cases it is. I think if someone gets fined up to even $200 for parking in the wrong spot, they're obviously very disappointed quite often, they're frustrated at themselves, but they still have the ability to go about their normal business, whether it's dropping their kids off to school, getting home to their families or going to work. And the problem with wheel clamping is it doesn't allow that. It essentially detains someone, and that's the problem I have. One of the things to note is a lot of the businesses who are involved in this, it's not their fault. It's quite often beyond their control. So they lease the premises, they're trying to run a business, and then their customers are potentially affected because the overall strata company or the owner of the building and the land decide to do this wheel clamping.
But how do you get around it? I mean, are you saying then every business needs to provide their customers with a note to put on their dashboard?
Yeah, it depends on the company they're using and the instances. Some are perhaps less predatory, but some of them, it effectively means that as you park there, you have to go inside, get a note, go back out and put it on there. The other issue we find with a lot of our smaller local centres, and this is not just the City of Stirling, but car parks adjoin other car parks or strip parking on the roads, and the average person potentially might go in and get their hair cut, then grab something afterwards for lunch. You know, it's fairly normal in all these precincts for people to walk between shops. Another example, if you go to Scarborough, you don't walk into one surfboard shop, you go into two or three. And it's unrealistic to expect in that sort of precinct to keep moving your car between all those small car parks. So it's normal practice for people to expect they can park near a shop and be able to go in. And they're not trying to do anything wrong except support those businesses.
You have announced that you've drafted a new local law to deal with this. What is it doing?
Yeah, so there is a process. Look, and one of the reasons for this is, upon a bit of research, most states within Australia have already banned wheel clamping. This whole country, the UK, has banned wheel clamping for these reasons. So what we've done is drafted a local law. It's called the Immobilisation and Detention of Vehicles Local Law 2019. That will come to the committee of the City of Stirling tomorrow night, where the committee will decide if they want to approve that for advertising. It then goes to council next week. If council supports it, it will then go out for public comment, and that period will probably be about 6 to 8 weeks, and we will then make it readily available for anyone to have a look at and for all the public to comment on it. Then it will come back to us early in the new year, and if it is approved and is supported by the community, then it will go on to the delegated legislative committee of parliament.
Mark Hewan, do the majority of your councillors support this?
I would say at this stage it's fair to say they have. That's why it's got to this stage. So the original motion was to draft the local law and there was unanimous support for that.
Mark Hewan is the City of Stirling Mayor, who has had enough of the wheel-clamping cowboys of his district and is hoping to make a change there. And I wonder how you feel about it. Phil joins us this morning. Hi, Phil.
Yes, good morning. I have a car park in Scarborough that I own and I have a wheel-clamp service there. We have a massive issue there with the businesses next door. We have a coffee shop next door, a curry shop, and then we have a laundromat. We have a barber's shop and a pizza place, and we continue to have people park there illegally all day and all night. The council used to patrol the car park and issue fines. Then they stopped doing that after we had to reverse one or two fines. Then they refused to patrol the area. And I've spoken to the mayor of Stirling myself a number of times, and he's just for the small person. He doesn't care about the property owners. My tenants have to put up with this all day and all night, people parking there. And when their customers come, there's no parking for them.
So, Phil, do you have bays that are marked with to your business, so that, say, three or four that are reserved purely for your business that are marked?
On one side of the car park there is, and the other side is just for their visitors. So they have, like, two bays or three bays for each person. And then on the other side of the car park, they're unmarked, so anyone can park there that's a visitor to the complex.
Do you call the clampers, or do they just turn up?
No, they have a contract. I sign a contract with them, and they have a contract for 2 years to police the car park. They can come any time, day or night. I don't need to call them. They're just there any time they like to come. They have a copy of all the registration numbers of all of the tenants and that work there and their staff. So they look through a list of the number plates and the ones that aren't on the list. Then they either go into the shop or somewhere and question them. What I've said to them is I don't want you to ticket anyone or clamp anyone that you haven't seen actually pull up and get out of their car and go to another business in another area, not at my shops. And that's the way I've established the agreement with them. But obviously it doesn't work like that all the time, because they're supposed to be there and watch you get out of your car and walk to another shop or another business in a different area, and you're just parking in our car park.
And where does the money go? Do you know?
The money goes to the autoclamp company.
The organisation that employs them, do they get a cut of that?
No, I get nothing. They make quite a considerable amount of money, but no, the owner doesn't get anything at all.
And you don't pay them for the service. Do they pay you to do it at all?
No, they don't pay me. Like I said to you, you sign a two-year contract. They come in and put up the signs and the work to put up the signs. We don't get paid anything at all from the autoclamp company. They're just self-supporting themselves, and it's a business to them. So whatever profits they make, they put in their own pocket.
Thank you, Phil.
So the more clamps, the more money you make.
That's it. And if it's about $180 a pop, so well, that's what it is where you go, Nards.
Well, I'm telling you, they're not sitting there watching cars going in and out.
But Phil, that's a really good, it's a very interesting way of looking at it, and it affects you.
And he clearly has a bigger problem than the car park that I go to.
You're listening to ABC Radio Perth and WA.